Appendix E. Basic instruction for high dosage psychotherapy. Advance agreement between the therapist and the inner traveller for the session. 1. Physical assaults against oneself or the therapist are not allowed. 2. No sex between the traveller and the therapist is allowed. 3. The inner traveller will wear a blindfold for 6 hours. Sentences for crisis situations. If you experience unpleasantness, a feeling of failure, a feeling that something is wrong, distrust of the process, etc., then state them clearly and with conviction. A. Be aware that this can be a beginning gestalt. B. Be aware that the way out of this state is to go completely into it. C. Be aware of what's going on in your body. At the end of the session, if there are tensions, say breathe in the body part. You can also massage or apply pressure to the area. D. Try not to analyse. Keep feeling what's going on in consciousness, body and feelings. E. Give up trying to control yourself. Surrender completely to the process. Let go. F. It's best to have the attitude that whatever happens, it is okay. Experience the pain, but also express it bodily and emotionally, and be aware of what may lie behind it. Guidelines for the therapist, sitter. 1. Be calm and centered no matter what happens. 2. Maintain control of yourself and keep an objective view. 3. Maintain confidence in the inherent wisdom of the process and the psyche and body. The psyche and body know what needs to be done. Try to receive their messages and act in accordance with them. If the inner traveller loses confidence in the sitter during a session, remind the traveller of previous discussions about basic trust. Ask the traveller to direct his or her attentions inwards and to search for the source of distrust inside him or herself, including in whatever unconscious material may appear. If the inner traveller breaches the session agreement. If necessary, hold the traveller to the session agreement. If the inner traveller experiences a death process or a psychological death rebirth process. Emphasise, repeatedly if necessary, that the inner traveller is not facing the actual biological death process, even if he totally feels that he is. For example, if the inner traveller has a subjective experience of lacking oxygen, which is incompatible with objective reality, the therapist can calm him down by saying that this must be an inner psychological experience, because in the physical world he's breathing without problems. The therapist can consistently encourage the inner traveller to surrender completely to the process and accept the inner psychological death experience. You can point out that the quickest way out of this experience is to enter it fully. You can state that complete living through of an inner psychological death experience usually results in an experience of complete release. Fear of disintegration of the self or the world. If the inner traveller fears disintegrating, psychologically and or physically, as a consequence of total surrender to the process, the therapist can calm him down by saying that such an integration experience is a normal part of the process of self-discovery, and that it usually culminates in a psychological healing process or a death-rebirth experience. If the inner traveller fears that the entire world will disintegrate if he surrenders to the process, the therapist can calm him down by saying that such an integration experience is a normal part of the process of self-discovery, and that it usually culminates in a psychological experience of the destruction and rebirth of the world. This psychological or cosmic disintegration experience, which can be experienced as a breakdown, an explosion or an implosion, is ultimately emotionally and spiritually liberating, despite the preliminary subjective feeling of irreparable catastrophe. Emphasize, repeatedly if necessary, that there is no danger in surrendering completely to this kind of experience. No way out experiences. During sessions, it's not uncommon to experience fear that there's no way out whatever negative psychological and or physical state one is in. I'm afraid that this will go on for the rest of my life. The therapist can then point out that this is something that's going on in the psychological space, and emphasize and clarify the difference between subjective and objective time. The inner traveller may experience that 5 to 6 hours have passed, while the clock has only counted 5 minutes, or vice versa. The inner traveller must usually accept the entire contents of the negative experience, including the feeling that it will last forever, and surrender completely to this experience to become completely liberated from it. Thus, if the inner traveller fears that a negative state will last forever, the therapist can point out that this is a common fear during the inner self-exploration process. Fear of insanity. Another experience that can sometimes be problematic is a feeling of going insane, or of already being insane, and the fear of never returning to an everyday state of consciousness. This experience is usually very frightening, and usually requires that the therapist calms down the inner traveller by telling him that he can free himself from the situation by surrendering completely to the experience with all its feelings and bodily reactions. This normally liberates the inner traveller completely from the experience of insanity, moving him to a state of higher mental health and well-being and spiritual clarity. The psychotherapist should here encourage the inner traveller to relinquish inhibiting self-control and allow the suppressed psychological material and its associated feelings and bodily reactions to find expression.